Find out coming up on WMAL. It is 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Thousands of school kids in our area have a day off today because their teachers or bus drivers decided to take the day off.
From Alexandria to Prince George's County and in the district, teachers are not in the classroom today as part of a day without a woman. More than 300 staff members in the Alexandria City Public Schools and more than 1,700 teachers and 30% of the transportation staff in Prince George's County requested and were granted leave. A large number of staff requests also have shut down the Center City Charter School system in the district. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The national strike movement today coincides with International Women's Day, and activist Paula Mendoza says not only does the event aim to draw attention to inequities women face, but also injustices everyone deals with.
It is not about whether you're conservative or whether you're a liberal. If you are attacking groups of people, if you are attacking immigrants, if you are attacking the Muslim community, if you are attacking the transgender community, then we are standing in resistance to that. And that is what is very important. We are standing for love. We are standing for justice. We are standing for Muslims, and we are standing for immigrants.
Organizers say a day without a woman is in the same spirit of love and liberation that inspired the recent women's marches worldwide. House Republican leaders are forging ahead with a health care plan that scraps major parts of Obamacare. The House Ways and Means Committee and the Energy and Commerce Committee are meeting today in what are likely to be marathon sessions to start voting on the legislation. But conservative Republicans are threatening to sink the bill, saying it's too similar to Obamacare. More Jewish community centers across the country have received bomb threats. It was the sixth wave of similar incidents since the beginning of the year.
Jewish community centers and schools in Massachusetts, upstate New York, Maryland, Florida, Illinois, Wisconsin, Alabama, and Oregon all received bomb threats yesterday. They were evacuated and no bombs were found. It prompted all 100 senators to sign on to a letter to the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Attorney General asking them to do more to help Jewish institutions with security and combating these threats.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. A new effort in Montgomery County could lead to more urban farms.
Maryland's tax code specifies farms to only be 5 acres or more. Montgomery County Councilmember Tom Hooker calls that arbitrary.
In my view, they're folks that we've been overtaxing for over 40 years. This is a very simple correction.
Especially folks like 96-year-old Charlie Coyner, who farms on 1 acre in downtown Silver Spring on land that's getting expensive for him.
It's incredibly popular with the community. They produce local produce that's sold in the Silver Spring farm market for decades now.
But in the process, Hooker realized giving urban farmers a tax break could also encourage others to follow in Coyner's footsteps.
The demand for locally sourced, healthy produce is really skyrocketing.
In Rockville, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Less than average snowfall this season and fluctuating temperatures have given many of us the feeling that winter's over. But this weekend, a reality check.
New York City could see 1 to 3 inches of snow Friday. Remnants of southern moisture followed by a cold air mass. Friday into Saturday, motorists in the region from West Virginia up along the PA Turnpike will want to stay advised of potentially deteriorating travel conditions. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
A 22-year-old woman has been charged with drunk driving in Fauquier County. Police say she cut off a hearse and hit another car in a funeral procession before leading police in a high-speed chase. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,925, the Nasdaq at 5834. Sports tight end Vernon Davis has reportedly agreed to a new 3-year contract with the Redskins. NBA, the Wizards win. NHL, the Caps are off until tomorrow. Baseball in Florida, the O's win, the Nats lose. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound. Traffic is stopped now that we have fire and rescue units at the scene of the crash. Right as you come out of Frederick, southbound 270 as you pass 85 Buckystown Pike. Had a couple cars involved in the crash, but now they're stopping to sort things out with fire and rescue on the scene. So I know you're sitting there. They're trying to work on it as quickly as they can. Now, if you're joining on, say, from Route 80 Urbana, you're beyond the activity. And just a little bit of volume that we've had continues toward the exit for 109, beyond wide open. But again, southbound 270, just as you come off the 70 and 15 with the crash. Around the Beltway, we've been doing okay. Topside, no problems at the Legion Bridge or Wilson Bridge here early on. Still quite busy. Virginia 95 southbound direction. 2 separate accidents in the Triangle area. Delays out of Dumfries to get you past 619 in Triangle. Again, just the left lane gets by the incident. Traffic update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite windy this morning with some leftover rain showers. The wind gets your attention. The showers may or may not. And then sunshine quickly in by this afternoon. 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Manassas, 45 in Olney, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. China claims the U.S. and North Korea are on a path to a head-on collision. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Got a busy morning lined up here. 7:05 this morning, Steve Moore, economist, will join us. Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. What's going on Capitol Hill with all of this Obamacare stuff? We'll talk to Fairfax County School Board member Elizabeth Schultz at 8:15. And at 8:35, hey, it'll be fun. Sheriff David Clark will be here. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And Congressman Jason Chaffetz says that low-income Americans need to buy health insurance instead of getting the latest phone. Now, he is being hammered for that, but is he right? Do we need negative consequences for not choosing to buy insurance? Here he is. I'll let him put it in his own words.
And you know what? Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. And so maybe rather than getting that new iPhone that they just love and they want to go spend hundreds of dollars on that, maybe they should invest it in their own health care.
Well, is he right for saying that? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I have to tell you, I heard this. I knew he was going to get hammered for it. But we have an adult in the White House right now, and we have adulting in D.C. And, you know, here's the deal. There are people out there who make poor choices. And Brian, I know you have brought this up. I've brought it up. There need to be consequences for making poor choices. We all know people who are in the situation they're in because they've made poor choices in their life, whether it's because of their health care. They chose not to exercise. They chose not to eat properly. Whether it's because of how they choose to spend their money. They don't choose to spend their money properly. Right now, we have a system that rewards people for being irresponsible. If you're irresponsible and every time you get your check, whether it is because you earned it or because the American taxpayer automatically recharges your EBT card, and you choose to go out and buy things that aren't necessities of life, like a tattoo or your manicure or the latest iPhone, as Chaffetz said there, there should be consequences for not doing the right thing, but then you're a mean person. And just listen, you knew this is a Republican. This is Representative Larry Buckshorn from Indiana about what Jason Chaffetz just said.
Do you think health care coverage for Americans is a choice between iPhones and coverage?
Absolutely not. You know, I was a doctor before, and, you know, those type of comments, I think, are unwarranted at this time. And so, you know, we want to make sure everyone has access to quality, affordable health care, and we don't want to make people to make choices in their life, you know, having to choose health care and leaving out other parts of their life that everyone else enjoys. So I don't think that's true. I think that this is not going to do that. I think we're going to get costs down. And the other thing we're going to do here is, remember, we're not pulling the rug out from under anyone. People that currently are covered under the Affordable Care Act are not going to lose their coverage, but we're hoping to add more and more people to the rolls.
Well, and this is a Republican. Yeah, and once again, the Republicans do not provide a united front. 888-630-9625 is what Congressman Chaffetz had to say. What he said there is that a terrible, horrible thing, or is he just speaking truth to power that, hey, you know what? You may be held responsible for the choices you make, the shock and horror of it all.
You are singing my song, and this is something that I've been preaching for a long time.
Yep.
That we make, every day when we wake up, we get to make a series of decisions.
Yep.
And if you make more good decisions generally than bad decisions, you're going to have some success in life. The first decision, as I often say, is when that alarm clock goes off. Do you hit the snooze or do you get up? And every decision you make after that is a step in making the right, you know, right kind of life. Look, he is absolutely right, Jason Chaffetz is, when he says that people make bad decisions about how they spend their money. And they're, you know, they're sometimes I spend my money on frivolous things. I've worked very hard to make a little money. I get to do that, but I never spend the milk money. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you spend that money after have met your responsibilities.
Exactly. Never spend the milk money. And so, yeah, I think and we're not entitled to anything in this country except an opportunity. There is no guarantee of success. You are not entitled to squat from anybody. All you're entitled to is the opportunity to do well.
Right.
And in America, if you come in and you make the right decisions and you work hard, it's the only two things you need to do. Make good decisions and then work hard.
It's really hard,
and you will
though.
Find success. I know. And it's, you know, sure, you might have to not get that new phone. Sure, you might, you know, not have to do that, to have that fancy car. But, you know, if you make the right decisions along the way, and people say, well, you know, you don't have an appreciation for what it is to be poor. I do have an appreciation for what it is to be poor. Trust me, my friends, I have been so poor at times that it is breathtaking. I lived on bologna sandwiches and that's it. And here's the thing. I had to make decisions along the way to change that. And I did. And I made decisions that were good, solid decisions. And people say, well, you don't appreciate poor people. Poor people, you know, sometimes make bad decisions. Well, Did you choose to drop out of school? That was a decision. That was a poor decision. Did you choose to allow yourself to get pregnant? Pretty sure everybody knows by the time they're age where they can get pregnant what causes that.
Right.
And, you know, decisions have consequences.
Yep.
Make good decisions.
I agree. And let's find out if our listeners agree. Mike in New Windsor, good morning. You're at Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Did he say the right thing here? Mike, good morning.
Absolutely, he said the right thing, and I don't know why he's receiving grief for it, because Obama said the same exact thing.
Really?
Years ago, when Obamacare came out, people were talking about how expensive it was, and he said, you know, maybe you don't need to buy that newest pair of sneakers or, you know, or newest video game.
I forgot. You are a genius, Mike. I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
We're going to have to find that audio because you are right. I forgot about that. Mike, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Wow, look at this. It's Mike Day on the morning. Mike in Springfield, on line three here. Mike. Mike, did Jason Chaffetz say the right thing here, or is this an entitlement now?
Well, you know, I think these guys are all, that was Jason Light. All along the way, we've been told that everybody cheated to get a much larger government subsidy than they were entitled to. Before any plan is put in place, let's compare the IRS rules and their application, find out just how badly they cheated and how much they owe us back.
Yeah, I love the idea. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. Thank you for joining us. I love the idea of some kind of negative consequence for when you break the law. And too often, we do not make people pay things back. I don't care if you have to pay me back I don't care if you have to pay the American taxpayer back $10 a month for the rest of your ever-loving life. It doesn't matter to me. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I think there should be some kind of penalty. We'll get more of your calls coming up. It is now 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, sigh of relief. I was a little nervous here. They stopped all traffic temporarily on 270 southbound, right as you come out of Frederick at 85 Buckystown Pike. Now traffic released. Put the crash to the right shoulder once they sorted it out. So as you're coming out of Frederick off of 15, emerging off of 70, you will have some of that volume. But again, traffic has been released. So you start to flow south of Route 8 to Urbana down toward 109. Top side of the Beltway, 95 and around to George Avenue just starts to fill in with the morning commute, just the volume there. Now on the Beltway, let's go over near Andrews as you head on the Interloop past Route 5 Branch Avenue before St. Barnabas Road. That's where the car spun out. We do have wet pavement this morning, folks, so keep that in mind. Also, wind restrictions at the Bay Bridge, no high-profile vehicles. Virginia, 95 southbound with two accidents still in the cleaning stages between Dumfries and Triangle. Big delays going south on 95 with the left lane only getting by. Northbound side open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, look for wind-driven rain showers. It's going to be messy this morning. Then it gets sunny by the afternoon with a high around 65, but those winds could hit you at about 25 to 35 miles an hour, so drive carefully. Tonight, clear skies, low of 46. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 69 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
It is now 6:17. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Was Jason Chaffetz wrong for saying that low-income Americans maybe should buy health care instead of buying that new iPhone? It's terrible and horrible, I know. Personal responsibility, 888-630-9625 is the number. Kathy in Stafford, good morning, Kathy. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Kathy, was he wrong?
No, he wasn't wrong. The last person people think needs to get paid is the doctor. I run a medical office, and we have seen any number of patients for free over the years, and they come in and talk about the cruise they've been on. They have their nails done. They have their iPhones. They drive big cars, and then they say they can't pay the doctor. And that's just not important to them. Health care, they think they're entitled to it.
Yeah, and listen, all doctors are rich, so why should they get paid? They only work.
That's right.
They only work 13-hour days.
My doctor is not rich. Doctors have struggled these days.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's the misconception. Kathy, thank you so much for the call. Pat in Bowie disagrees. Well, Pat has an interesting point here. Pat, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. Good morning. I just felt like that we were signing a bit of, I guess, false equivalency here. You know, like, internet access or, you know, a smartphone is pretty much something that it's almost it's like a utility nowadays. You know,
is it?
Times have changed and it's just as important, you know, to having a household or you know, as your water bill.
Well, but hold on, Pat. Is that really true? I mean, for example, if you say everybody sort of needs a phone, I guess. You know, I would say that's something everybody needs. But you have a choice about whether you go and you spend $79 on a phone or whether you spend $800 on a phone, don't you?
Oh, well, absolutely.
You have a choice about whether you get internet speeds that are cheap or internet speeds that are faster but more expensive, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And can't you go to the library and use the internet for free?
Some people do.
Yeah, but some people... Wait. Some people choose to. Some people choose not to. We're back to choices.
Okay, now this is true. This is true. But I also feel that the internet, you know, the cost, you know, is not that high. I mean,
Wait a minute. You know, if you don't have money to spend on health care, it doesn't matter how high the cost of internet is. You shouldn't be purchasing it, and you should be putting that money towards health care.
I agree. And I think that it seems to me that, I guess, you know, we love capitalism, and then we create all these consumers. So when they fall for it, then, you know, then we get mad at them. So I don't understand, you know, what... how can we demonize people when we're
consequences
making them?
We're not,
you know,
demonizing them. We're talking about consequences. I have a friend who right now is very sick and unfortunately has a lot of medical bills. You know what? He's got a flip phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a flip phone.
$59 flip phone. Yeah.
When he wants to use the internet, he goes to his mother's house to use the internet.
You can get on the internet at Starbucks. It's no problem.
Right. Yeah. You can get on for free. But, Pat, I think Pat brought up a point that a lot of people agree with. And it's, again, all. It is a time to have adults say it's about choices. Tim and Chantilly, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Is Chaffetz out of line?
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Honestly, if I didn't know any better, I would say he sounded like a Democrat talking like that. I think, you know, is this the start of a Republican argument for a penalty if,
yeah,
you know, I'm 25 years old and I don't have insurance?
Well, what's the penalty? Let me ask you, if you get hit by a bus, what's the penalty? How do you pay for your health insurance?
Well, I'm not trying to get into the weeds here. I'm just, you know, on the face of it.
That's the question that needs to be asked.
You see, if you don't pay for your health insurance and you go and you get sick or something happens to you, God forbid, then and you don't have health insurance, guess who pays? I do. The taxpayer pays. Ultimately, we pay. Somebody has to pay.
Okay, but I'll give you your argument, but I think we also have to admit that this is the same argument the Democrats made. And
it's okay.
One of the problems I thought we had with Obamacare.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. I don't have a problem with the penalty because I do believe that people should be forced to
held accountable for their decisions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to be held accountable for your decisions. If your appendix bursts, it's going to cost thousands of dollars and you ain't paying for it.
I think his comment does not take into account so many real-world scenarios where your families, younger people, you know, they just can't afford insurance. I think it's, just talking about the comment, I think it's an ignorant comment myself.
All right, then you are entitled
to call us ignorant. That's
your
right.
Opinion. That is the beauty of America. You are entitled.
The beauty of this talk radio station.
That is the one thing you are entitled to.
Yeah.
Is your opinion. It is 6:22 on WMAL.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
Ever feel like you're missing out on something? Like somewhere out there is a 125,000 square foot casino giving away free slots play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines? Ah, maybe it's just me.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See MLife Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Paper towels. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. What is she talking about? Tractor trailer hauling a load of paper towels that was involved in the crash. Virginia 95 southbound, still dealing with the cleanup. A lot of that contents of that truck had spilled, and they're dealing with the cleanup of the tractor trailer accident. This is all in the Triangle area, southbound 95, and then we had a crash in the backup. So it's been quite busy, to say the least. Plan for the extra time. One lane to the left, still getting by, southbound 95 and Triangle. Northbound side, your travel lanes are open, but looking at the normal morning rush hour in Aquia, also heading toward the Occoquan. Minor crash quickly to the shoulder. Hope it stays that way here. Northbound 95 in the Newington area. 395. Now, VDOT crews are moving around the cameras, and I'm watching with you. Reports of a stalled car northbound 395 just as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge. They haven't given me a lane, but they're on their way. They're checking for it, so do watch. Somebody might be stopped in front of you. Traffic update sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance. You may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Quite windy this morning with some leftover rain showers. The wind gets your attention. The showers may or may not. And then sunshine quickly in by this afternoon. 65, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 626 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Senator Jason Chaffetz said that it's time for people to start making the right decisions.
Yeah,
instead
agree.
Of buying that yeah. new phone, maybe they need to buy some health care.
What's amazing to me is that he really got hammered for that. I mean, to me, I think he's absolutely right. I think he's completely right here.
Well,
and that people said, well, what a rude thing to say. It's not a rude thing. It's an accurate thing to say.
Well, here's the problem. In this country, an entitlement program has never gone away and never gotten smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck rooting this one out. 888-630-9625. Tony in Gainesville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Is he right?
I think he is right. Let me speak from a non... I don't have health insurance. I pay out of pocket when I go. I've cut my finger off, which cost me several thousand dollars to pay out of pocket, which I paid willingly, mm-hmm. without problem. So I choose not to have insurance because it's too expensive. It's cheaper for me to pay out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's not being explained.
But is it, if you know, God forbid, I mean, okay, cutting off your finger, and I'm sorry about that, but okay, a couple thousand dollars out of pocket. But if you get cancer, what are you going
to
do?
Well there used to be catastrophic insurance,
right.
which I had at one point, and they've taken that away from you.
Exactly.
And here's what he should have said. He shouldn't have said iPhone, because here's another thing. You can actually get information for your medical
yeah.
information off
mm-hmm.
your phone
mm-hmm.
at $40 a month or $50 a month, whatever you pay. You can go to WebMD.com, whatever.
Right.
So it can be your doctor.
Well,
what he should have said is whether you buy a new car or not.
Yeah.
yeah.
Tony, thank you so much for joining us. It is 628 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I just had LASIK and the raindrop procedure done on my eyes. I had some fears about having those procedures done, but then I met Dr. Witten of Witten Laser Eye. It was so important that I met the doctor personally before the surgery. Dr. Witten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your reading vision consultation today with Dr. Witten or Dr. Rose. Visit wittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. At Witten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other. And you can save so much money. This could be the answer you're looking for. And it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, Why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
6:29 coming up. There is a woman who lost weight just so she could get revenge on her high school friends, because that sounds sane. Ivanka's sales of Ivanka products are up, and food delivery by robots coming soon in Washington, D.C. Robots are creepy. It is 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. No school today in Alexandria or Prince George's County or Center City Public Charter Schools in D.C. Those classes have all been canceled because of a large number of staff requests for time off to participate in A Day Without a Woman. Maryland Democratic leaders this morning are announcing a women's health initiative. It's been described as a major initiative to protect women's health care. It's an important day on Capitol Hill for the GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Two House committees will begin marking up the bill, trying to get to a final product that can eventually pass on the House floor. But there is still an avalanche of criticism coming from many Republicans, and even the power of the presidential bully pulpit hasn't been able to twist many arms just yet.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings is set to meet with the president today. They plan to discuss proposals to lower prescription drug prices. At a news conference last month, Mr. Trump suggested that Cummings had been avoiding such a meeting, perhaps at the direction of Democratic leaders, but Cummings denied that. A House committee is set to vote on whether to continue a private school voucher program for students in D.C. The district is the only place in the country where kids get federal funding to attend private or parochial schools. The bill up for a vote today in the House Oversight Committee would reauthorize the program for five more years. And for several hours last night, the Statue of Liberty didn't shine so brightly. The famed statue was temporarily in the dark during what a spokesman calls an unplanned outage. The lights returned shortly before midnight. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,925, the NASDAQ at 5834. Sports: Redskins tight end Vernon Davis has reportedly agreed to a new three-year deal with the team. The Wizards beat Phoenix. The Caps are idle till tomorrow. Exhibition baseball: the O's win, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The Big Screen Store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung Big Screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's big close-out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year close-out blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with their spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works, like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures, giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents, providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits, and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group. built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway over near Andrews. That's where we had the crash. No longer blocking. It's still on the activity side because we have it on the shoulder with flashing lights. This is going to be on the inner loop of the Beltway at Route 5 Branch Avenue. And I'm looking at delays before you get to Pennsylvania Avenue. So quite sizable through that stretch. But again, traffic has been released. Then beyond, that takes off all the pressure heading to the Wilson Bridge, but traffic will start to flow there now. 295 South as you come off of 50 out of Chevrolet, just with the heavy stop and go. No problems to report on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Oh, good news to the 14th Street Bridge. Had a report of a broken down car. By the time crews got there, nothing found, so it was able to move along. Virginia 95 Southbound jam through Dumfries and Triangle, still with tractor trailer cleanup. Just the left lane gets by. Crews at the scene say at least another hour. Northbound side of 95 and Triangle, your travel lane are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through. That's why the winds have shifted around and are gusty here this morning. A little leftover rain shower activity, then sunshine developing late morning and especially for the commute home. Windy 65 later. A little chillier tonight, clear 46. Sunny tomorrow up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Woodbridge, 45 and only 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Steve Moore, the economist, will join us. At 8:05, Susan Parisio with the Washington Examiner. 8:15, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax City School Board member on this day without a woman and how it's impacting some school districts. And then at 8:35, we're all going to raise our hand and be deputized by Sheriff David Clark. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Yeah, my mama, she told me.
Popular in high school, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No? I find that hard to believe. Well, shockingly, I was not popular either. And most, this is why, if you'll find most people in radio, all belong to the same dork club. We all carry the same, geek credentials. And the reason we're so good at this is because we spent many a Saturday night talking to ourselves in our bedroom. So we can fill 15 minutes of time and talk about literally nothing, and it's no problem. There is a woman in Indianapolis. Her name is Rachel Hefner. She's 25 years old. She weighed 285 pounds.
In high school.
285 pounds. And she had a crush on this guy in school. And he said that he wouldn't date her because of her weight. She weighed 285 pounds because of her weight. So she decided that she was going to lose the weight. And then she was going to get her former crush to ask her out so she could say no.
Mm-hmm.
So, great, she lost the weight, but I'm thinking there might be some therapy needed here. Mm. If your sole reason for losing the weight was so that you can find your high school crush X number of years later, she's 25 now, so almost 10 years later, find her former crush to get him to ask her out just so she could turn him down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's something seriously wrong with that.
It was not about making good, healthy choices. Mm-hmm. It was about revenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was so hurt by that.
And the fact that this has gone viral is ridiculous. Now, she even says that he apologized for the way he treated her in high school.
Yeah.
He apologized for that, which I think takes a big person to do, because we're all jerks in high school. Everyone's a jerk when you're in high school to some degree. I don't want to be judged by the things I said when I was 16 or 17 years old. Yep. Everybody's a jerk. I don't know. And have you ever seen any of the people from high school that maybe were less than kind to you being a dork?
You know, when I was in high school, I was this incredibly tall, and hard to look at me now and understand this, but incredibly thin kid. I was very wiry.
No cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, I know. A lot of cinnamon rolls have landed in the wrong place. But here's the thing. I was very thin, and I was sort of awkward and clumsy because I was 6'4", even when I was in high school. And, you know, when you grow very fast and very quick, you outgrow your coordination. And so I was sort of an awkward, tall kid that nobody really paid any attention to. I was the guy who came in and I did all the AV work.
I was
the AV guy. And so, you know, I went through a high school, one of the more famous high schools in the country, and the Permian High School in Odessa, Texas, Friday Night Lights High School. And that's where I went to school. And if you were a football player or a cheerleader or a pepette, you were on top of the, and I was none of those things. None of those things. And so largely I went through high school ignored, except by the people that I considered my very close friends. And I had really good close friends that I went to church with. And so, no, I wasn't a very popular kid. And so it came time for the high school reunion, right? And I'm dressed like, well, Neil, now I'm working at this time. I'm working over at the Fox News Channel. I'm an anchor on TV. Do I want to go back? And I thought, well, what is your motivation for going back? Are you just trying to show up those people who ignored you when you're in high school? Or do you really want to see these people? I went back, but my decision was this. I'm not the same person I was in high school. And they're probably not the same people they were in high school. Mm-hmm. And we all have one common experience that we went through together, which was high school. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go and see how it goes. Had a great time. Had a tremendous time. But it was very different. My experience at the reunion was much different than my experience in high school.
Well, thank God.
Mainly because I had had some professional success. And it was success that people could see on their television.
Well, and did you go to any of your reunions before you became successful?
I did. And they were okay. They were better. They were better for me. But over time, I have people that I went to high school with that I stay in touch with. And we've developed, you know, pretty warm Facebook connections. And, you know, I feel much better about those people that I went to high school. But I wouldn't go back simply to just shove it in people's faces.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, she says here, my initial motivation was to prove people wrong. In college, I was rejected by a boy, and I wanted to show him that he made a mistake. So there was one in high school and one in college. She talks about the college guy. I liked him, and he didn't like me. He made it known that it was because of the way that I looked and that he wasn't attracted to me because I was heavier. He since asked me out a few times, but I've let him know that we're just friends now and not romantic. I also told him that he was the reason I started losing weight, which really shocked him, and he apologized for what he said when we were younger. But I'm glad he rejected me. I actually thanked him for it, as he was the reason I was able to get to the size I am today. And then she goes on to say, there's no point in holding grudges. What? Sounds like a big grudge to me. I don't know. All right, Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
Selling out lots of things. We'll talk about it coming up. It is 6:43 on WMAL.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
You know, maybe you're looking around your house, you're ready to replace those old, worn-out, builder-grade windows that never really old were that good to begin with. Well, if you're looking for replacement windows, you need to ask yourself a question. Do I want to buy my windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, or a contractor? Well, if you buy your windows from any of those folks, you're basically buying from a middleman. Building projects and products, rather, purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. What you want to do is you want to buy direct. And I recommend you buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A+ BBB rating that manufactures and installs safer and stronger windows made in their local factory here, made for the weather that we experience in the Mid-Atlantic region. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, save you money on your utility bills, So today, Thompson Creek is offering a special. Here's the deal. If you buy three windows, you'll get another window absolutely free. Buy three, get one free. One, buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. Deal with them direct. Thompson Creek Window Company, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for more details.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're going to be late.
I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, a little busy here heading north of Greenbelt due to the crash. Northbound BW Parkway before you get to 197. Southbound, we had the heavy delays just with the morning rush hour. 270, the better news out of Frederick. All lanes have been reopened southbound on 270 near Buckeystown Pike, and that delay actually has eased. First set of volume will be in toward Urbana, off and on in Hyattstown, and then beyond. We're going to stop and go Germantown and Rockville. Now, let's get you around the Beltway near Andrews. The crash on the shoulder on the inner loop at Route 5, but big delays coming around that stretch of the Beltway. Take some of the pressure off of the trip to the Wilson Bridge. Just can't get there. 66, we're really bunching up here eastbound as you pass Business 234, so I'm watching that closely for you, and into Centerville, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway with the heavy stop and go. And a quick note, near Union Station in Northeast D.C., Louisiana Avenue is closed from the circle in front of Union Station to D Street because of the crash, but you can use East Street, and First Street in that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong winds blowing the rain around this morning. Scattered showers around, really not a bunch of rainfall, but the wind may make it feel or give you the sensation that it's raining a little bit harder. A few hours of that and then developing sunshine. A sunny afternoon, still windy out of the west. We get up to 65. Tonight, 46 clear. Sunny tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 647.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Oh, yeah. That is what Ivanka Trump is hearing. Well, you know, Nordstrom's announced that they were going to, and Neiman Marcus announced that they were going to stop carrying her lines. It was Neiman Marcus stopped carrying her jewelry line. And Nordstrom's announced that they were no longer going to carry her clothing and accessories. And they said, well, it was because of the poor product sales. And then TJ Maxx and Marshalls, those stores instructed their employees to throw away her signage.
I always felt that that wasn't about sales. That was about whether it was just not wanting to make a political statement.
Well, they may be reversing that political statement, because List, an e-commerce aggregator, they track purchases from thousands of retailers, and they found that Ivanka Trump's brand sales increased 346% in 1 month from January to February.
Yeah, ka-ching. No kidding.
The brand increased 557% in February over the same month last year.
So let's just see where this is. So in January, Donald Trump is sworn into office, and then this thing happens, in late January. And between January and February, online sales of Ivanka Trump products went up 346%, which means that a lot of people are sending a message to people like Needless Markup and the others. They're saying simply, you know, to Nordstrom's folks, you made a bad mistake, and we'll take our business elsewhere. They lost that business.
Yeah. Well, there's this campaign called Grab Your Wallet, which is, yeah. is a liberal guide of who to boycott. And so I guess conservatives said, okay, well, if you can boycott, we can do the opposite as well. And we can boycott people as well. And there are also some boycotts on the other side. And
well, more than a boycott, it's voting with your pocketbook.
And she was ranked number 11 in sales last month, all the way up from number 550 in January.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, Perfume Light and her perfume line shot to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. So congratulations to the first daughter. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You know, if you see a huge group of people, and they're all in line, waiting to do something, and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead, you're part of something you believe in. You're part of a community of people supporting each other. And you can save so much money. This could be the answer you're looking for. And it may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? Find out more. Don't miss out. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 13th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Stock futures are about flat. There are a handful of economic reports due out today. The February ADP employment report is out at 8:15 this morning. It's expected to show private payrolls rose. We'll get revised fourth quarter productivity and labor costs at 8:30. Then January wholesale trade data is due at 10. A report commissioned by the government alleges Caterpillar used tax and accounting fraud to prop up its stock price. The New York Times says the report determined the heavy equipment company used complex measures to return billions of dollars in offshore money to the U.S. without paying taxes. Caterpillar says it hasn't seen the report and isn't commenting. No charges have been filed, and it's not clear whether the government will take any action. Uber's CEO is looking for a chief operating officer to help him run that car-hailing company. Recode reports the company has hired a search firm and that Uber's board would prefer a woman. President Trump is set to meet with a group of business leaders to discuss infrastructure today. He'll also be meeting with conservative leaders to talk about health care. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, our struggle on the Maryland Beltway has been heading in the direction toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. First crash, interloop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, over to the right shoulder. Then as you pass Route 5, that was cleared. Now no longer even on the shoulder. That's gone completely. Now traffic can head to the Wilson Bridge. So seeing that stop and go before St. Barnabas Road. That's the scoop there. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, just starting to see the volume in each direction, but so far, fingers crossed, we've been incident free. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, cruise with the crash northbound right near 197. And I'm looking at those northbound delays as you come out of the Greenbelt area. Southbound 95, making your travels to the Beltway slowing. You get onto that outer loop around to George Avenue. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front coming through. That's why the winds have shifted around and are gusty here this morning. A little leftover rain shower activity, then sunshine developing late morning and especially for the commute home. Windy 65 later. A little chillier tonight, clear 46. Sunny tomorrow up near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 6:56. And your traffic and weather is brought to you by John Marshall Bank.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with the right mix of banking solutions for your business. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
You know, I've been wanting my robot for years now. I've been wanting, you know, it's like, where's my flying car? Where's my robot? But in Washington, D.C., they are actually now delivering food to some neighborhoods via robot. It's actually happening in D.C. The people at Channel 4, thanks for showing me this story. They actually caught pictures of one of these little robots in Georgetown on M Street, just going up the sidewalk. And if you haven't seen this, this is a little six-wheeled robot. It's about the size of a baby buggy. It moves at 4 miles an hour, moves very slow, has sensors, and it simply will take food from a restaurant to a nearby neighborhood location and deliver it. And if you get a text message that says, your food will be delivered by a robot. And so when it arrives, you get another text message saying, your food is here. And here's the code to unlock the robot. And you go out and you punch in the code, the door opens, and you take your food out. I love this idea. You know, I've always wanted a pizza drone so that I could have my pizza delivered, you know, really quick by drone.
Uh-huh.
But that's not going to happen in D.C. ever. So I think the little six-wheeled robots are the answer here.
How has no one thought this out? The first thing that popped into my mind is people are going to be picking it up and taking it places since you never get your food. That's the first thing that's going to happen.
If it gets picked up, it can be tracked by GPS.
Okay.
So those people will be arrested and charged with a crime.
After they break it open and get the food out of it.
But if you can't without the code. You can't get into it without
the
code.
I'm sure you can. People steal ATMs to get into them, okay? They're going to get into your little pizza box.
Listen, in all of the testing they've done, people just are amused by them. There's never been a problem.
Criminals are very amusing people.
But the first person who does that is going to find themselves under the long arm of the law, because they'll be able to track that robot right to wherever you have it.
It's going to be a failure. And besides, robots are creepy.
They're
creepy.
This one's cute.
They're all cute until they turn on you.
Yeah.
Clowns were great until one of them started to live in a sewer, and then all of a sudden, all bets were off.
If this robot is dangerous, it seems to be the worst thing it could do is bump into you at 4 miles an hour.
And somebody's going to trip over it, and there's going to be a lawsuit.
Mm.
This is the way my mind works. It is six.
Technology is your friend, not your enemy.
I don't need my food that quickly. That's first world problems. It is 6:59.
You've never ordered a pizza, have you? Okay.
No, I actually go pick them up. I don't have them deliver it. 6:59. Brian, what's coming up on the show?
Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Steve Moore, an economist, about all of the stuff going on with Obamacare, and we're going to talk about WikiLeaks. Man alive, what's that all about? And are you now going to change your technology habits? Right now, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital, and it is time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News.